Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, there's not much to say. I'll keep it very brief. We were a team that, we were ready to play this game, and we played a terrible football game, for lack of a better word. I'm not going to use any other word other than that. We were terrible in all three phases. We didn't play well in any phase of our football. We were three and out to start. We had a short punt. They turned it into a touchdown drive. We fumbled a kickoff. They turned it into another touchdown drive, and the game got away from us. We lost the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. We didn't run the ball well. We couldn't even get a run started tonight when we started the game, and we certainly couldn't stop the run. As I told our guys, we played a team today that had 48 scored on them last week, and that's we see the team that was able to show up today. We got to give the Eagles a lot of credit for the way they played tonight. We didn't play well, as I said. I'm going to leave it open to questions. And right now, as I told the guys, I want them to go get home, appreciate Christmas, spend some time with their families, and get themselves ready to go. We'll throw this tape in the trash can. Coaches will evaluate it, make sure that we clean up the things that we can clean up for next week. And I know the guys will come in excited. Ready to play Green Bay on Sunday. And all we can do at this point is put this one behind us, answer the questions that have to be answered as honestly as we can, and that is that we played poorly in all three phases. I'll say it again. You know, I thought he did well. He came out a couple times, got some wind, went back out. I thought he played hard. I mean, I could answer that question better, obviously, in a couple days after looking at the tape the next time we get together. I thought he came through it well. He looked well after the game. Well, I think that... it's a continuity football game. It's hard to talk about one side and not talk the other. I mean, if you talk defense, it was our inability to stop the run. We couldn't slow them down tonight. And they continue to find ways to slow us down offensively. But again, we couldn't get a run started. We didn't do as good a job as obviously we've done protecting Jay. He got hit probably more in this game than he's been hit at any time during the season. That wasn't good. We couldn't get any big plays going for ourselves on either side. But there were no difference-making plays. Nothing really happened on our side of it. And you got to give Philadelphia credit. They played a heck of a game. The season's full of disappointments. That's part of the adversity of the season. We're not happy about it. We're extremely disappointed. But then that's got to go away, and we got to re-energize ourselves. We've got a very important game on Sunday, and once we let this thing go in the next 24 hours, our guys have done a good job. We've had a couple of these during the season. The last one was really in Detroit, where we got behind by a big number, three or four scores, and we fought our way back. It didn't happen tonight, but it's disappointing. We couldn't get it done, but. If we said in April that we'd have an opportunity to go to the playoffs and do that by winning the last game, we'd be in, and that's where we are. We're in on it on Sunday. We got to be at our best, and we're going to play a very good football team. Well, it was tough. There's no doubt about it. It was tough because the game was, it was moving fast on their side of the ball, and so we were a little more aggressive. I think you could see that. We took some shots. We didn't get a PI tonight. We didn't get a big catch down the field. We had some shots early and really didn't get it early. By that I mean when we had them, we were down 21-0. We just couldn't get anything done. We took some shots, so we really get out of the rhythm of running the football and mixing the run and giving Matt a chance, and it didn't start out very well because we were taking hits and he was sliding off some hits and he had some second effort to push his way into some positive yards, but it wasn't clean the way it has been in the weeks past. I didn't think about any of that. I mean, our guys have gone out every week and played to win. There was no doubt in our minds that we prepared to do that. Practice to do that, but at the end of the day, we didn't get it done tonight. But I don't think about all those other. These guys are professional football players. They're focused into playing and winning, and expecting to win, and we didn't get it done tonight. I think that those kind of motivational things, whatever it is, usually last about 2 minutes, and then guys get settled into playing the game and being at their best. So. All that stuff is perceptively something that may give a team an emotional lift, but at the end of the day, once that game gets started, they're not they're not in a position to be worrying about that or thinking about that as much as they are just trying to be at their best on every play. And, you know, we certainly weren't that today. And certainly that starts with me. You know, the team wasn't at its best today. So I accept accountability for that as well. Well, I don't think it would matter what offensive system he plays in. Chip has done a tremendous job putting his offense in, no doubt about it. But he's just a great back. He's a back who can play in anybody's offense and be great. He's great in space. His second effort is as good as anybody in the league, and he's got great hands. You saw tonight. I mean, he made people miss in space, you know, all over the place tonight. He's a very dynamic elite player in our league, no doubt about it.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.